So let's say it's Shabbos once again. The past few weeks we've been dealing almost exclusively with sugars that are associated with COVID-19, with the coronavirus. It's not over yet. We're still struggling and we still need to be extremely important and follow the rules. And we're still davening every day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take this away. But we all yearn to come back to some level of normalcy. So, Baruch Hashem, we're opening shuls. And as I saw this week, I opened my kollel. So let's just deal with a word on the parasha. Bahalois chuasaneirois, Rashi brings, when Aaron HaKohen saw the Nesi'im, each of them bringing karbonis lechanukas ha-mesbeach, he was saddened, not depressed, but he was saddened. Shaloi hoyu imohim. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, your sadness has no justification. It's not right. And then Ramban asks, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu console and comfort Aaron with Hadlokas HaMenorah? And why didn't he say, you're Madlik Tomit Shel Shachar, Tomit Shel Bein Warbai, and you're being Diktoris every morning and every evening? The Avodas Beis HaMikdash is only Al Yedei Koyanim. They could bring Karbonos, but not beyond that. Livi Yoimeli. My interpretation of Rashi would be, Aaron is saddened because they brought Karbonos and he didn't partake. He wasn't part of it. Because Shabbat tells him, Atoves HaNeiris V'Adlakoson is above and beyond the Kodesh Karbonos. And why is that? I explained many times, the entirety of Avodas Beis HaMikdash centers around three basic kelim, Menorah, Mizbeach, and Shulchan. All the others were supplementary. And these fundamental kelim, keneged ma, keneged Torah, avoid the gemilas chosodim. Menorah indicates Torah, kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. The mizbeach symbolizes avoido, the three tefillas we daven every day. Shachas mincha maariv, the Gemara and brachas chavav amidbeis explains keneged korbonos tiknum, and the mizbeach apnimi as well. We read in Tehillim, Tikoin Tfilosik Toris Lefonacho Masas Kapai Minchas Oreb. So the Toris is also associated with Avoida, with Tfilo. And it goes without saying the Shulchan is Mechaper because it indicates Gimelis Chosodim. It's Rashi in Toises, both in Zvochem and Achigigid of Chosayin Omed Alat. Al Shloishit Boram Oelam Oimed. But the Zohar Kodesh in many passages says, the central pillar is Torah. Avoid and chesed miyaminu mismol, from right and for left. But Amud HaTavach, the central pillar of our existence, is Torah. And only Torah. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron HaKohen, Shalcho Godel Mishalehem Sh'atu Meitev Umadlik Esaneirois. Meitev Umadlik. Meitev means preparing the neiros. Hadlokah is lighting them. So if I would ask each and every one of you, which of the two is more important, everybody would respond very naturally. Hadlokas HaNeiros, that's the real thing. Hatovas HaNeiros is just preparing the Neiros. But Hadlokas Kshera Bezar, Hadlokas HaNeiros does not necessitate Kehuna, and Hatovas HaNeiros does. I once spoke to Mechanchim and he said, it is we, Marbitza Torah and Mechanchim, that are Meitev Zaneiros. We prepare those Neshamas. And if we do our job properly, it'll be very easy to ignite and put those Neiros on. So we are the ones that need to invest and inspire our young Talmidim, inspire them with a passion for Talmud Torah, and then they will come along again. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron HaKohen, Shalcho Godol Mishorohem, Atu Meitev Emadlik Esaneiros. And why is Torah Nimshal L'Ner? Fire gives warmth, fire gives light. Without light and without warmth, there could be no life. Without light, there is no photosynthesis. Light and warmth are the two essential ingredients that sustain life. Torah gives light, Torah gives warmth. But fire could also be terribly destructive. Entire cities were reduced to rubble and ash by fire. But the fire of Torah gives warmth, gives light. It does not destroy. It does not consume. The very first revelation of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vihine Asne Boyabe, she sees a thorn bush burning in fire. Vasne Inenu Ukal. How could this be? And the Baal HaTurim on the spot says, Hasne is Gematria Sinai. The very same fire that was on the Sinai, the thorn bush, is the fire of Hinei Ha'har Boyer Be'esh. Vihine Hasne Boyer Be'esh. The fire of Torah gives light and warmth. It lights up the entire world and it warms the entire universe, but it does not consume. That's the age of Torah. Sukkot Daf Chof Ches, the Gemara speaks about the greatness of Hillel HaSukkah. He had 80 Talmidim, Kotn Shebehem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a giant. The greatest Tanoim were his Talmidim. Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkonos and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. And he was Ktan Talmidav Shel Hillel. So who was the greatest of his Talmidim? Yonison ben Uziel. Amru alav al Yonison ben Uziel, when he was learning Torah, Uifa Pareach Miolav, a bird that flew over his head, was reduced to ashes. And the Ritva asks, how about Hillel? If that's the Talmud, what could we say about the Rav? And I said many years ago, Hillel was so great, Oifa Pareach Mo'olav Einenu Nisraf. And that is even greater. Despite the Kiddusha of Hillel's Torah, the fire of Hillel's Torah is the fire of the Semeh. Hinei Asneh Boyabesh Vasneh Einenu Ukal. So you all remember the story of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in Shabbos of Lamed Gimel. After 12 years in the cave, Eliyahu Novi comes and says, you could leave, you could go home. Reb Shimon ben Elozo, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Reb Elozo ben Elozo leave the cave. And they are shocked and dismayed to see people. Manichen chayei oylam v'oiskin b'chayei shah. Kol mokum shenasnu einayim nisraf. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, go back to the cave. I didn't let you leave the cave to destroy my world. After 12 months, once again, they come out to the world and they see a person running, Shnei Badahodes B'yodai. And Reb Shimon says, Ashreichem Yisrael Shatim Machabe Benesa Mitzis. Libi Yoimeli, after 12 years, he achieved the Madreg of Yoinsen Ben Uziel. Of a Pareach Molav Nisrav. Another 12 months, he achieved the Madreges of Hillel HaSukkah. That is the fire of Torah. It warms your heart. It enlightens your eyes. It doesn't destroy. Talmid Chachomi Amarav Mishalom B'Yoylam. So let us hope and daven we should always have this chus. Lahagl Torah Uladir Alakarev Levi Yisrael Elavinu Shabashamayim. Have a beautiful Shabbos. Shabbos Shalom u'mevayrach to all of you. Good Shabbos. And we should only be mevasa tovis Yeshua's v'lachon. So we should deserve to be as Moshiach Tzidkenu b'mheiro v'yomeinu. Amen.